Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
In 2005, a 25-year-old woman named Erin Horsberg claimed that she was Azaria Chamberlain, but her claims were rejected.
Oh, saying she's the young girl.
She's the baby. She just came forward and said, I'm her. And everyone's like, no, you're not.
No, stop now.
That's a fun
Lord
game.
Luke, no, that was fucking 72, wasn't
he? He's still around, apparently.
He bludgeoned the nanny with a hammer. I think he was planning on killing the mum.
Yeah, just the nanny. Yeah, so that's fine.
Was he planning on killing the wife? I'm sure that was there. That was...
Who knows?
You don't just kill the nanny.
You can never be in a man's mind.
No.
Who knows what he was
going to do? Why
didn't
you just fire the nanny?
These are questions we should ask him. He's in Australia. Let's fly
we'll
there.
We'll go to Australia.
Hey, are you Lord Lucan? No. A lot of people think you are, old man, who's 87.
For the sake of our algorithm, can you pretend you're him for the next
I'm
hour?
I'm Lord Lucan. I killed her.
Year is with Red and Bobby.
Are you ready, Red?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was doing it, but then Jody interrupted, so I have to get back into the headset. I need a drink first. I like to make you wait. You dress like a fucking mime.
I look like a samurai ninja.
You don't. You look like a mime.
Welcome to the Year Is podcast, a podcast where every week me and my colleague... Bobby Mayer.
Colleague.
Go back to a year in history and look at the most interesting, fucked up things that happened that year.
Why are you dressed like a mime, though?
I'm not. I'm dressed like a samurai.
No,
it's because I work out now. I've been doing dry January. I've replaced cigarettes with sit-ups. Not sit-ups, I don't do them. But weights. I've been doing weights, pumping iron, swimming.
Can you do a sit-up?
Yeah, easy. I was doing the ones yesterday where you have weight on your back and you crunch forward.
Okay,
crunch down on the abs.
But that, so you're working out,
mm-hmm.
and you work out, and then you get home, you take a shower, and you think, I'd love to
look
like
a
mime.
Today I went for a swim, and I'm just quite comfy. It's cold outside, and I just put my jacket on. I thought, I'll be comfy. Not dressing up for this bollocks, am I?
But if I give you, like... If I give
you know what
like...
I did dress up for?
What?
My comedy special, which is coming out on January 29th. So whenever you consume this bit of content, on YouTube, on January 29th, the Red Richardson special. Subscribe to my YouTube.
What's it called?
It's called the Red Richardson special. What, my YouTube?
No, the... Wait, you're...
My special is called the Red Richardson special.
Wait, well that's the best title you could come up
that's
with.
That's a cool name.
It's a name.
It's a cool name.
Was there any others in the running?
No, that was it.
You didn't
the
even...
Red Richardson
did
special.
Did you run it by anyone before you made this decision?
I think I did a few people. I'm like, that's fucking so fucking cool.
Let me guess, your mom, your sister?
No,
I feel like you ran it by sympathetic ears.
No, I think it's good. Jody, what do you think? You like it, don't you?
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
Thanks, Jody.
Yeah, but Jody wouldn't tell you. He doesn't
I could have told you anything. Yours is called Cockroach. You know why? Because I gave you the name, even though we've
Well, you didn't give me the chance to give you a name. You just thought of shit names.
What would you call my special name?
Shots Fired.
No, that was my Edinburgh show. And that had... I didn't like that title anyway.
Okay.
I thought it sounded lame. But it had a reason to be called Shots Fired because of the theme of the show, which has been cut out, and now this is just 42 minutes of non-stop jokes.
Really?
Yeah, you'd be lucky to find yourself 8 seconds.
Even if people are laughing, you keep talking. You talk over the laughs.
I haven't got time to waste.
Okay.
Could have been 3 hours long if I'd waited for all the laughs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Well, I need to go back for a second. So you're at home. You shower.
I'm at home. I'm just checking out content, and I'm watching mine special. So I piss myself for an hour.
So you put
just
you
laughing.
Watch,
I'm just laughing.
Are you watching anything on YouTube where people like are?
I'm watching my own video.
White face paint and all.
No,
black,
no, no. I'm watching my special.
And then you're inspired by
what happened. I'm watching my own special.
Marcel Marceau.
Laughing. I've seen it about 40 times, and then I think I'm going to go for a swim. So I go for a swim. I come back.
Okay.
I have a hot bath after the swim to use shampoo my hair, which is very important. If you swim a lot, chlorine's bad for your hair, can make you bald.
Really?
Yeah, so I wash my hair instantly in the bath.
Instantly?
Yeah, I get home. Bath is run. I eat chicken salad with lemon and olive oil dressing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have chicken with that. I do 26 lengths in the pool, by the way. Not a nice pool.
Are you trying to up the amount of lengths every time you do it? Or you
maybe
just
go to 30. I might not swim anymore. My goggles, despite being Speedo's official brand goggles, they leak.
But maybe it's your head shape. Do they have like wide head people goggles?
No, I don't have a wide head. You just got a very thin and long head.
No, but I'm looking at your head
this
right
is normal
now.
Normal head.
I just feel like if you compared your head.
You've got an Easter Island head.
No, I don't.
Like that and long.
Yeah, but
thin
a,
and long.
You have a Lego head.
No,
I'm surprised there's not
a nice round face.
I'm surprised there's not like an attachment at the top of your head to just attach a building to it.
What, on Lego? What?
Yeah, like Lego, because every
why
Lego.
Why would you attach a building to
yeah,
a
you,
head?
Well, you could attach Lego to anything. You know, you could attach
stupid.
A person to
that,
a building.
That'd be a stupid child doing that. You go, this doesn't make any sense.
No, but you're. I feel like you have a blockhead. I'd rather have an Easter Island head than a Lego head.
Well, that's lucky you would rather that, because you do.
Okay.
So, anyway, I get home, and these are here, and I go, this is comfortable. And I think, do I need to change the podcast? Not really. Because the people who are tuned in love me for me, apart from that one guy who thinks I'm unbearable. I hope you're watching now. Go fuck yourself.
There might be others, they just haven't written in, to be fair.
Yeah, but then why listen?
He might be who
likes Deck and can't stand Ant? You know what I mean? He goes, ah.
They might be.
Just blocks off half the screen. He goes, yeah.
They might love me.
Well,
and
he's
find
the
you.
One, apparently, according to Jody, that guy's the one who hates Harriet as well, so.
Well, actually, he hates people that disrespect me.
Mm.
Call me Easter Island head and tell
me. Are you sure it's not you? That'd be so funny if one day we're just on his YouTube and you go, you've been trolling your wife and your podcast co-host with a fake account. You psycho.
Well, if someone was to do that, I don't think they'd be a psycho. They'd just be someone who wants alternative opinions heard,
just
and
finds
those opinions aren't being expressed. So if someone, I wouldn't be, if I was to be found out to be the person doing it, it wouldn't make me a psycho. It would just make me someone who needed to be heard.
That would be very you.
I'm not saying
you're
it
on Harriet's Live at the Apollo. You go, when does the comedy start? In quotation marks.
I would not troll my wife's stand up. Just her appearances on my own podcast when she disparages me in my own home.
Fair enough. What have you been doing today? You're wearing a shirt. Top two buttons done. There's an interesting middle button not done up. Is that a fashion choice?
Excuse me, we're not just it's not fashion time where we just talk about fashion.
Well, we've done me. Let's do me.
I look very nice.
Yeah,
I don't look like Marcel Marceau, if that's what we're talking about.
I don't know who that is.
He's a mime. Yeah, that's what he does. He does mime.
I listened to a podcast on samurais the other night. Last night when I was going to bed. This is maybe what inspired this outfit.
Samurais. Do samurais wear all black?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Okay.
Of course they do. Read a book.
Okay.
A picture book. Otherwise, you won't know. So what have you been up to?
Red, you just said, I listened to a podcast on samurais, and it seemed like there was more coming.
No, they wore all black. That's what I'm saying. They dress like this.
Oh, okay.
They wear little Vans plimsolls, white socks, and then all black.
Yeah, I watched a documentary on cool guys that fuck a lot. Mm-hmm. So that explains this outfit.
This outfit.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, you watched a documentary on celibate men. I was...
Sorry, are you not talking about ninjas, Red?
Samurais and ninjas, pretty much the same thing, mate.
Wait, was it ninjas or samurais?
Samurais, same thing, ninjas. It's very similar.
wait.
Swords, backflips.
Are you sure you didn't watch the movie Three Ninjas? Is that what you did?
No. I listened to a historical podcast.
The early 90s.
Google what a samurai wears, Jody.
I really feel like...
Prove me right again.
I really feel like Red watched the early 90s children's film Three Ninjas Knuckle Up.
I didn't.
About three brothers who all do karate, and then they fight adults.
I haven't heard
of that. I remember those movies very well. I'm going to watch them again with my daughter.
Am I correct, Jody?
No, not at all. That's why I asked.
Why? What do you think a samurai wears then, Jody?
They wear some, like, really decorative outfit.
Yeah, not when they're recording podcasts.
So wait.
What do you think? They turn up to pods like that, yeah?
I didn't think it was samurai.
After they've been for a swim, you just get back in the flower costume. No. They chill out in the all-black tracksuit.
Samurai.
I've literally been carrying you two you're just intellectually making... for too long. Today I'm not doing it,
but
all right?
But you're just making up facts about samurais. You're making up samurai facts.
I'm so sick of it. Just slow down to your speed just to keep you up to date with what's going
on. But Red, you just said that samurais were all black, when it's not true.
It is true. I've just explained what...
I said I want to do a history podcast. I know Red's a history guy. I could do it with him.
Historian. History guy.
Yeah.
Historian.
He is a 2-2 from the 72nd best university in the country. He'd be a great person to do it with.
Yeah.
But it's been a year.
I've killed 25 people with the Taliban.
Oh, he stole that from you.
I've killed 25 people.
Really?
What do you mean?
You were in the British Army.
I killed 25 people in Iceland.
Oh, no, the Taliban.
Yeah. I mean the Taliban. No, yeah. So, we could get quite cracking into it, though. Into the year.
Into the year. Well, we're going back to the year where what you are currently wearing was very fashionable.
Flares.
Yeah.
I know what you were doing.
What year?
76. That would have been flares. So what you said, what you're looking for is an insult, but you just don't have the... So you're just going to say whatever it is about my outfit and just attach something to it. And sometimes it doesn't make sense because in 1976, no one was wearing this.
Actually, that's not true.
Who was wearing this in 1976?
Black tracksuits were popular in 1976.
Really?
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, that's... You thought samurais were
wearing flares.
Not everyone wore flares. Mm-hmm. If you go back to the 70s, you think everyone was wearing flares. The whole world. The thing is, you have a very Western-centric view of history. So you see 1976 as what were white people doing.
Yeah.
I see it as what were tribes doing.
What tribes then, Bobby?
Tribes. And some
name
tribes...
a tribe. Let's hear you sensitively name a tribe without offending them by pronouncing it completely wrong.
Well,
what was last week? The Urduku tribe.
No. The tribe I'll choose is one that has no outside communication with the rest of the world.
Yeah.
The North Sentinelese.
Ah, where are they?
On North Sentinel Island off the coast of India.
Oh, they're the ones who killed the preacher.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah, me too.
We should go and have another go at that.
Yeah, I really...
Because it might have been him.
Yeah, he
They might
he
be great.
Annoying.
They might be actually great. They were just pushed to the absolute limit.
They were... Well, in some of the videos that were filmed in the 70s, 1976, they were naked. But in a couple others, they're wearing black tracksuits.
With white socks. So you really just stung me there.
Yeah, I stung
you. So they're walking around the beach in black tracksuits with white socks.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't know that.
No. Well, I've been done. I've been had by a very intelligent man.
So, yeah, we're going to 1976, 10 years before I was born.
13 before me.
Took you a second. So, did you know, in 1976, American boxer Reuben Carter is retried in New Jersey for murder, but his conviction was upheld.
This is the story of the hurricane.
Great song. I listened to that song on repeat.
Well, he made that song, and apparently they were like, can you donate to the cause? And he's like, nah, I don't know.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I heard Bob Dylan didn't donate to the cause. Have a Google.
He made the cause, though. No, I literally have done a super deep dive in the last week about this story.
Mm-hmm.
And then because... So...
And there was this team who like came and visited him and didn't let go.
That was later. That
I
was
read
in
a
the
book
80s.
About him when I was younger.
That was in the 80s. So Reuben Carter was falsely tried.
Yeah.
That's in the song.
Well, yeah.
It's the beginning of the song.
Yeah. Three men and a shotgun shot up a bar, was it?
Two men.
Yeah.
They came in with a shotgun and a pistol, shot a few people,
okay.
Left, him and John Artis are nearby, and the lady who was upstairs, she's looking out the window, and she sees a white car without estate plates.
Yeah.
Reuben Carter drives white car, out of state plates. That's okay. A problem. They get pulled over. There's one guy who is still alive from the shooting. They take Reuben Carter and John Artis to his hospital bed. And they say, is it them? And the guy's like, nah, not them. But then a few months later, Bello, who was robbing the place at the time, he comes out and he says, they're like, hey, Bello. The cops kind of were like, hey, Bello, if you say it was Reuben Carter and John Artis, maybe we won't. You know, they said they'd help him out. And there was a big reward if you found the killers. So Bello won this $10,000 reward. $10,000 in back then was like...
$100,000.
Probably 50. But, you know, sizable. So Bello comes and he says, oh, yeah, I saw them actually. And then I ran away from them. I got away because I was running. Which is crazy because John Artis was just out of high school and was like a track star. So Bello's saying he outran John Artis over 100 meters. And that John Artis was a hurdler about to go to, like, he would have went to university for hurdling if he didn't go to prison. And his event was like the 100 meter hurdle. So there's no way Bello could have outran him. He's saying he outran him somehow. That was his story. And his story changed over time, changed again. But that was... The evidence was his eyewitness account. But Reuben Carter had, you know, he had publicly talked, been kind of on the side of Malcolm X in, like, black civil rights, you know. So, talked about violence against white people. So, there was, like, a public, and talked about killing cops. He joked about, like, killing cops. So, there was a public kind of fucking, the cops were like, we're going to get him. So, they got him. They put him in prison. The craziest fact I've learned about this case is, John Artis had didn't know Reuben before this, really. They put him in prison, but they hate Reuben. The only reason they didn't get the death penalty was because the jury didn't want to kill him. Not Reuben, John Artis. They hated Reuben. So they gave them mercy, which at the time meant life. And they're just get life. Every year, they would bring John Artis to his parents' house, and they'd say, hey, do you like it here? Out of prison. And he'd say, yeah. And they'd say, well, if you want to stay, you just have to tell us that Reuben did it. Tell us what really happened. And he'd say, well, that wouldn't be the truth. And he'd go back to prison for a year. And they'd bring him back again, over and over again. And then, yeah, Bob Dylan wrote the song, because Reuben Carter wrote letters to everybody, wrote his book, The 16th Round.
A good film about it as well.
Yeah, a lot of inaccuracies in the film. Like,
in the book, they say he knocked out a horse once. I read the book.
Was that his book, The 16th Round?
No, I think it was The Hurricane it was called.
Oh, really? Because his book was the basis of the film, I think.
No, I didn't. I read a book called... And it was with the lady. Some white lady got really into it with a team.
He married her.
Yeah, and then they split up, like, when he got out of jail.
Well, they were together for 10 years after prison. Yeah, but it was in Canada. He moved to Canada after he got out.
And it was involved with the book I read, which was like her involved and stuff.
But this is, so in 76, that was the second trial. So Bob Dylan came out with that song. That was huge. All these, they're throwing big events with all these celebs. Everyone's saying free Reuben Carter, you know. Because he did have a shot at a middleweight title. He was a good boxer.
Yeah,
he wasn't like going to be the best boxer ever.
No.
But he was like a tough guy,
of course.
But, and then Ali and him hated each other. So he had met Ali, and they had some kind of... They just hated each other. And but a mutual friend kind of went and said, hey, will you come visit Reuben? And Ali visited him. Then he said, okay, fine. I'll help. And then he started making public statements. So he had Bob Dylan and Ali on his side.
Two pretty good people.
I mean, at the time, even now, we said those names, people know what we're talking about. But at the time, those were probably like... biggest cultural figures.
If someone said, oh, meet my friend, he's Bob Dylan and Muhammad Ali vouch for him, you go, okay, fair enough.
And so...
Jody, sorry, quickly, can we see, did you find out if Bob Dylan donated any money?
I couldn't find anything regarding that.
Okay. Maybe I made it up. I thought in the book they said that he kind of made the song and then went, I've done my bit, you know, go away.
Yeah, well, he did.
Yeah, he kind of did do his bit, you know, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
So 76 comes up. They're going to get a new trial, but then he still has to get bail, and he needs 10 grand. He doesn't have any money. All the money has already went to like getting him to this point. Mm. So Ali comes and puts up 10 grand in cash and bail, gets him out. And then they're out for a while. Then there's a second trial. And John Artis is so disillusioned with the second trial because it's all just bullshit. Like, he didn't do it. That he just starts not coming to the trial.
Really?
And God. The judge was like, I will hold you in contempt if you keep not coming to your own trial. Fuck. So then he kept coming. And Ruben wouldn't testify. Because Ruben has written some stuff in his book, and he talked about killing cops before, and he had a conviction earlier in life, for robbing an old lady at knife point. Mm. So they could question him about all that shit if he went on the stand. So he didn't go on the stand. And there was this lady who had campaigned to help get him out. And right before the end of the trial, she went to the paper and said he hit her. So that was what, like, turned the trial against him. Mm. Even though it's not in the courtroom.
Why did she do that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he hit her. You know, people aren't perfect. I mean, he said he didn't. She said he did. That's all. Either cop said there's not enough evidence to press charges. But, I mean, that doesn't mean anything. Who the fuck knows what happened? But that turned a public sentiment against him. And then also he wouldn't testify, so the jury feels like he's hiding something. And so convicted again. And Bello, they got Bello, the cop. The Bello was going to flip in between trials. Bello was going to flip and go to the side of Ruben and say it wasn't him. And then he flipped back and said, oh, actually,
this guy's
it was
a piece of shit.
Yeah, Bello. Yeah.
You know who he reminds me of?
You. But
Prince Harry.
Yeah, a little sneak. A little flipping a little sneak.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, then he gets put in prison again. And then after that, nobody really gave a shit. Like, that, the movie doesn't really cover the second trial.
Mm.
The movie kind of ignores the second trial. The movie definitely doesn't cover the woman saying Ruben hit her. Or robbing an old lady at knife point.
You know, to keep the sympathy going.
Yeah. It's not, you know, because people aren't perfect. A lot of people go to jail for murder, even if they didn't commit the murder, have done some bad shit.
Yeah, of
course.
But it's
like, well, they still shouldn't go to jail.
Wait, didn't the making a murder guy, like, throw a cat in a burning bin or something?
Who hasn't thrown a cat in a fire?
Well, yeah, or a dog.
Who hasn't? Come on.
For our listeners and viewers, Bobby's dog is barking outside at the moment.
Making
the broadcasting conditions far from ideal.
I don't even hear it.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll carry on.
So then he the way he got out in 80, I think it was 85, 86? 85. He went on, which upon habeas corpus, which was... It's habeas corpus is a super long shot. Habeas corpus is like, you are saying my trial violated the U.S. Constitution,
mm-hmm.
which is like 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 100 even get heard. But, so the original, the reason this crime happened, it was theorized that in that same town in, I forget the name of the town that it happened in, earlier that night, black bartender had been shot by a white man.
Mm-hmm.
So the working theory was that this was a revenge killing where two black men came in and shot some white people. But they didn't know who it was really or the specifics of that. So in the trial, they argued that because Reuben Carter was black, he had motive to commit this murder. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you can't say, then they could have chose any black person.
Yeah.
And say, well, that, but in this specific instance, he did know, he was good friends with the stepson of the guy who was murdered. So in this specific instance, it did kind of make sense. But this judge he got was just a really liberal judge, a really anti-racism liberal judge,
mm-hmm.
who hated the prosecution and loved Reuben Carter and freed him.
Yeah.
And then Reuben Carter was out, and every year he would call him on the anniversary of him getting, and he'd thank the judge.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then, yeah, So the judge is still around. He's like in his 90s.
God.
Although he was around as of a couple of years ago, so I was listening to something about it, but I think he's probably dead now.
Did Ruben Carter, is he alive or is he dead now?
He died in 2014, and John Artist just died like 2 years ago.
Imagine if when Ruben Carter died, you said, by the way, I did it.
Well, there was a guy who now they think could have been the guy. Listen to this investigation about it. The guy who could have been the guy, interestingly, was the stepson of the guy who the man who was murdered earlier that night.
Okay, so yeah, it probably was him, and they should have done some digging around.
It looked like a bit like Ruben, also ex military guy.
Well, it's fucking hard back then to catch someone for a crime. You know what I mean?
No, there's that great John Mulaney joke where it's like, if you want to commit a murder in the 50s, you just had to not be there when the cops showed up.
Yeah.
It's so true and so funny.
Even more so in like 1400s.
My God, it'd be
just
so
just follow
good.
Someone across a field, just stone them to death in the head.
And then you just go to the next town.
You just wash your hands in the stream and walk back and go, oh, God, how's everyone doing? Just had a little nap in my house.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
No one's ever going to know anything. Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. No thing. No pesky DNA, CCTV.
I know. We talk about... I do feel like there's so many, like, people with great serial killer potential who are getting lost because they get caught after their first victim.
Oh, in Netflix, they're going to be scratching their heads in 30 years.
Yeah, there's going to be no...
They'll be like, this guy killed one person. How can we make an 8-part doc about him? It's like, well, because he did get caught.
Mass shooters. They're really...
Yeah, but the thing is, the Netflix like to drag out, and they can't drag out that for eight episodes. With a serial killer, they love it because they can just go on forever. But with the one kill thing now, it's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough.
I don't get how like kids are killing each other in gangs and getting away with it, because they often do. It'd be like unsolved murder of a 15-year-old, and you're like, probably a 15-year-old killed him. How the fuck has he gotten away with this?
I mean, you got to be looking over your shoulder the whole time.
Yeah,
I never get it when somebody commits like a murder and they haven't been caught, and then they catch them and they're still like in town. It's like
because it's. If you think you got away with it, you go, you're close to it. Maybe you feel safer being close to it. You know what's going on. You know what people are saying.
Yeah.
You know, if you move away, you go, God, they might be rummaging through that bin where I threw the glove, you know?
Yeah.
This way, you're in it. You know what's going on.
That makes
very
sense.
Very creepy.
Okay, I got another story. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is that noise?
I don't know. I'm mixing up. Yeah, okay. I'm just trying to keep exciting.
Okay.
Someone might be dozing off on the bus, going, oh, so bored of facts.
So you went,
and it's right in their ear, and they're like, oh, back to the facts.
Great.
Relaxation time is over.
Great. By the end of this, you're going to be screaming in the microphone.
Get ready to learn, bozo. Go on, Bobby. Teach him.
Okay. In 1976, the great bookie robber... I can't read.
Listen, you can zone out again until we can get
shut
past
up.
This fucking...
The great bookie robbery. It's not an easy thing to say. You say it.
The great bookie robbery.
Well, pat yourself on the back for a job well done.
The bookie robbery.
It's not a bookie robbery.
Mm.
In Melbourne, Australia, happens.
Mm-hmm. Was it done by the Cookie Monster?
No. Bandits stole $1.4 million
Australian dollars. They were robbing an actual bookie's, not Russell Brand's autobiography.
No, they were robbing a bookmaker's settlement place in Queen Street, Melbourne.
Okay.
They're robbing a bookie's.
Yeah.
Not a bookie wookie, not a Russell Brand book. A book.
Okay, all right. I know that's not news. And he was like two then. No, he's the sort of guy who'd write his own memoirs at the age of two, isn't he?
Who?
Russell Brand.
I can't speak to
I'm sorry.
That either
we'll,
way.
We'll, it's 1976. We're in Australia. God, it's hot.
Probably less hot than now because of climate change. It would be hot.
It would be still hot.
It was probably still a hot place.
Mm-hmm. It's still hot.
Man, you think there's a lot of Australians now? Think of in like 50 years when Australia is uninhabitable.
Mm.
There's going to be so many.
You know what I heard the other day? What we've got, actually, you're wrong. What we need to look out for is global freezing. Not global warming.
Okay. Okay.
Because global warming...
Well, it's not about global warming. Climate change.
Global warming's fine. That's absolutely fine.
What?
Nothing,
really?
Nothing to worry about.
I hadn't heard that it's fine.
Nothing to worry about. Have you heard of the Ice Age before?
Briefly.
Have you heard of the Hot Age? I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like, have you ever been to a desert?
There's not cartoon movies called Sauna Age 1, 2, and 3, is there?
Okay.
For children, no. So, what we've got to worry about, when the ice caps melt, we can all move to Antarctica and the Arctic, because there'll be loads of luscious, awesome land for us to live on. And what we've got to worry about is actually the freeze that comes after the heat.
How soon after?
Millions of years. We don't have to give a fuck. Literally, honestly, like that cardboard there, don't recycle. Toss it in the street.
Okay.
Greta's been arrested today.
Yeah.
For spreading misinformation. funny, she's going to be in prison with Andrew Tate.
She wasn't arrested for spreading misinformation.
Yeah,
she was.
Yeah.
No, she was arrested because she was complaining about climate change and you were just worried about freezing.
She was selling ketamine, no, horse tranquilizers.
Really?
No, I'm joking. But she, no, she's arrested. But no, apparently that's what we've got to worry about. Sorry, that's
who,
just a bit. Sorry.
Who told you this?
I heard it on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh my God, Red, please. Oh no.
Oh, I can't remember the guest was. I think it was like.
Oh God,
it was
Red.
Someone quite intelligent.
Oh God.
I think it was Ben Shapiro. No,
oh, please, Red, we can't. Okay, there's now a moratorium on quoting anything you heard on Joe Rogan's podcast. Please, Red. No, listen.
I'll get your facts from somewhere.
It's a fine podcast, but it already exists. It's very popular.
Yeah.
It's a very we can't listen to that podcast and filter it back to this podcast and say, you know what I heard, like a friend told you. Like, you can't.
No, I just, look, he had an expert on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was an expert.
But Red, okay.
Yeah.
And you thought he was telling the truth.
The guy knows people in the CIA.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's
met Elon Musk.
The CIA, they're climate scientists in the CIA. Yeah.
He knows a lot. But anyway, carry on.
Carry on. So, okay. We're going to talk about the Bookie Wookie robbery. the great Bookie robbery. So, take yourself back to Australia. Also, the weirdest crimes always happen in Australia.
Why? What, the dingo eating the baby?
yeah, that's what
I remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
Everyone thought it was the mum. Was it the mum? Or was it actually the dingo? I always forget the end of that story.
Well, who ate the baby?
Yeah, the dingo ate the baby.
But it was the mum who ate the baby.
No, did the mum kill her baby and bury it, or did the dingo eat the baby? But it was always the big thing, wasn't it?
Okay.
And I remember the end of the story, but I remember the beginning and the middle. I don't remember the end. If I've been sent back in time, they go, who did it? I go, I can't remember. It was either the mum or the dingo. I can't. It was one of them, but it was a big deal.
Okay. Well, Red, I'll answer your question before we get into the main event.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful girl. Oh, man, I don't know why I said beautiful girl. She was.
You don't have to.
She was a baby.
Describe her. This isn't one of those fucking case file podcasts.
Well, I don't know.
She was wearing a white dress.
I just
dress.
Felt like we were joking about it. I felt bad because this is the death of a 3-month old baby.
Mm-hmm.
So named Azaria Chamberlain. She was killed by a dingo at a family camping trip.
Yeah, so the dingo did kill her.
Yeah, yeah. The parents came out and said a dingo stole her baby, and they said, we think you killed your baby.
And everyone laughed at them for ages.
Well, they laughed. Well, they put the mother in prison for 3 years.
Fucking hell.
And the dad also did some jail time.
This is the story of the dingo.
Wasn't it sketchy?
No Bob Dylan out there for them. They got Russell Crowe, and that's it.
He wasn't. Russell Crowe, this is 1980. Russell Crowe would have been like 8.
Who could they get in Australia?
The police?
Kylie Minogue? She would have been 8 as well.
The police, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I just think about how she could write to. Because I swear everyone goes, oh, dingo ain't my baby. It's like a joke.
Yeah, but she's in jail for 3 years. I bet you're in jail for murder and your kid's dead.
That's horrible. And then did the dingo confess then?
Yeah, the dingo. I think it's just been long enough, actually.
Yeah, he told a kangaroo.
Imagine saying that on television in 1980.
What? So,
like on a talk show, you guys hear what happened. The dingo confessed. People would be like, yeah. Fuck you cunt.
Yeah, but poor woman. She went for a lot. They're dangerous, those animals.
Well,
dingoes.
Red, I think the story of something murdering a baby kind of that's the obvious.
But they'll go higher than that. 3 years old, you know, anything.
3 months.
They probably go to 3.
you're now conjecturing about how
there's an island called Fraser Island off Australia.
Okay,
so dangerous. Not only is it covered With great white sharks in the ocean around it. There's just
the islands. I like the idea of the islands covered. There's just dead great white great sharks whites. Everywhere.
I've seen a video of a man filming from the cliffs, and there's just great whites just floating all okay. around the shore. And there's also just dingo fucking paradise on the actual island, and they will kill your kids. And people go there and go, yeah, it's so fun.
It is.
I met some... Well, you've been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
Jody.
Well,
wow. Is it the dingoes eating the babies?
No. Yeah, yeah, we were camping out there, and they tell you if you're going to go out to the bathroom, take someone with you, don't go by yourself.
What, because of the dingoes?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And I was like 18.
And what? And so what? Did you go, I need the loo.
And then
Jody needs poopy. Can you come with me? Otherwise, a dingo might get me.
But Jody, when you were 18, did you make your mom come watch you shit? What did you do? like, mommy, come watch me take a shit so I don't get eaten.
No, I was backpacking.
Who were you with?
I was with three friends, and then like
what,
we
you
went
just
out
wake
there.
Each other like, "Hey man, I need a shit." There's miniature dogs outside.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and we're completely stoned. So,
fuck.
Yeah.
Did you go swimming in the sea?
Probably.
Fucking hell, Jody! How you're still here is a mystery to me. Because they've got a lake in the middle of Fraser Island.
Oh, that's it. Is it Mackenzie? Lake?
Yeah, you can swim in that. That looks great. I do that, but God knows there's probably saltwater crocs in there because it's Australia. You can't move a foot without there being a deadly animal.
Yeah, Mackenzie Lake was
none
amazing.
Of them seemed to give a shit about. The guy I met was like, "It's fine. Look at this video of me floating," and he's just floating on the water, just lying back. And they're like, "Yeah, nothing happens there." Googled it. There's like 3 attacks a year, and there's like about the population. But no one is even allowed to live there. So this is just tourism getting fucking tourists getting eaten. Sorry, Bobby. Sidetracked.
It's okay. But yeah, just to finish that story. The mother, Lindy, was only released after the daughter's jacket was found near a dingo lair.
Yeah, that's a good clue.
Yeah.
Imagine if you just walk it, because the amount of kids' toys and stuff I see on my walks that I just do nothing about and forget about. You know what I mean? Imagine if someone just came along and saw the jacket and just sort of kicked it and carried on. She'd still be in jail now.
So 2 years after they were exonerated, they were given $1.3 million in compensation.
Mm.
It covered less than a third of their legal expenses.
Well, they paid $4 million. Who was their lawyer?
I think their lawyer.
OJ's lawyer.
A fucking asshole. Their lawyer was a fucking asshole.
He was obviously not very good either. Well, so that'd be what? Three and a bit mil for
the lawyer? Yeah. And that's in 1980.
That's horrible.
Yeah, their lawyer fleeced them.
He obviously came in like Richard Gere or something. Suitcase on the table. Complete con artist.
What
he was
asshole.
A lawyer from The Simpsons or something. What's that guy from The Simpsons called?
Lionel Hutz.
Lionel Hutz. There's the truth, and then there's the truth.
There's also just such... Imagine being that scummy. You come in, you believe them.
Yeah.
You didn't kill your child.
Crying.
You're crying. They're sobbing. They're really sad. You're like, "Well, yes, I can do it, but I'm going to need your house." Wait, what?
It's
going to cost you your house.
That's so bad.
Your car, everything, if you want me to not put you in prison. And then they still get convicted.
Yeah.
They could have not got a lawyer and just waited it out.
Yeah, you'd feel kind of bad invoicing for that, wouldn't you?
These guys, they don't.
No.
They don't invoice. You're putting like a lien on their last possessions. You're like, I'll take your rings, actually. I'll have your rings. I'll sell your wedding ring. That'll be $200.
How bad, yeah. He just comes in. He's like, if I know dingoes like I think I do, you'll be out of this cell in 24 hours.
Yeah, this is crazy. I don't know how I've never...
Yeah, we laughed. When I brought that up, but now...
There was a film made about it called The Cry in the Dark, and it had Meryl Streep in it and Sam Neill.
Good cast?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did the dog from Lassie play the dingo?
No, Meryl Streep played a dingo. It was an unusual role for her,
weird
actually.
Role, but she's a very good actress.
She can really bring any character to life.
Mm.
I saw that movie where she played a rock... She played like a mother who's in a rock band,
mm-hmm.
and... Her daughter invites her to a wedding, even though they're kind of estranged, and then she plays with a rock band at the wedding. And I mean, it was a bad movie.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
Meryl Streep made it a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Meryl Streep's daughter actually plays her daughter in the movie, I think.
Really?
And her daughter's a great actress.
Really? Okay, cool.
It's in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Or is she a Nepa baby?
Might be in the blood.
Might be. So, yeah, she made it great.
That's
it's like
good.
It's like a bit lame, but then you kind of she's so believable, you believe it's real.
Mm-hmm.
She could, and that's why they hired her to be a dingo. Because, you know, that dingo had to feed his family. Nobody's talking about that.
Yeah. And then other dingoes are like, this is unfair on dingoes.
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder we eat babies. You won't let us play ourselves in movies.
Yeah, yeah.
You have able-bodied, cisgendered white women play us in the only film we could be in.
And she was Oscar nominated for it as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought
Oscar's
was,
so white.
I thought
again.
It was rude that she thanked the actual dingo in her speech.
The mum should have just gone around shooting dingoes. That would be the rest of my life now, I think.
Killing dingoes.
Yeah, just go around killing.
And lawyers. I'd kill dingoes and lawyers.
Dingoes and lawyers. I'd do the first 100 with a gun, and then I get. Then I wouldn't. It wouldn't give me the feeling I'd need. I think I could move on to crossbows.
Oh, man. I don't know how we stumble upon this, but in 2005, a 25-year-old woman named Erin Horsberg claimed that she was Azaria Chamberlain, but her claims were rejected.
Oh, saying so, she's the young girl.
She's the baby. She just came forward and said, I'm her. And everyone's no, you're not.
No, stop now.
You're a horrible person.
Or just mentally ill and really badly brought up and would rather be the dingo girl.
You wanted to be something.
Yeah, we all want to be something.
What missing... That's a fun
Lord
game.
Luke, no, that was fucking 72, wasn't
he? He's still around, apparently.
Well, he's been seen in Brazil.
No, in Australia.
Really?
The latest sightings, there's a guy in Australia that they've done facial recognition something with Lord Lucan, and they're saying it's him. And the son of the nanny that he murdered wants an investigation, but Australia's like, we've checked, it's not him.
Also... He never uses accounts again or anything like that, you know?
Well, yeah, that's a smart criminal.
With what money?
With what money?
We just sucked his way off around the world. I've blown a lot of people.
Yeah. Lord Lucan can suck a good dick. Yeah. That's what I had
to learn. I learned on the job.
I'm glad this came up again, because after the recording last time, I mentioned something to Red and you got really pissed off. I didn't say it during the recording.
On the live recording, Jody, then tell us, Jody, fill us in. I remember this. Very interesting.
Yeah, one of my close friends I grew up with, her stepmom is the baby daughter of Lord Lucan.
Wait, what?
So my friend's stepmom...
Is the
baby that the nanny was looking after.
Fuck. What?
Yeah.
Have you met her?
I've not met her. I've been around to the.
Does
to
she
home,
do
yeah.
pods?
I could ask her. Yeah.
Hey.
Should we get her on the... I don't think it would be the episode we wanted to be.
Hey, you were in the room as a baby when your dad, killed your mom? Is that what happened?
Killed the mum and the nanny.
I thought it was just the nanny.
Oh, was it just the nanny? I thought it was mum too. He bludgeoned the nanny with a hammer. I think he was planning on killing the mum.
Okay.
Because he'd spent all the money, hadn't he? He'd run out of cash.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not really the fun kind of story you want to come on a comedy podcast for.
No. Maybe we could ask the dingo mum.
I think she's still alive. The husband died of leukemia, but she's still going.
Sake.
In 2017, he made it to 72.
That's not right.
It's not that old.
I know. Listen, what a sad... Oh. Yeah, they should have gotten a bit... What?
Yeah, it was just the nanny.
Just the nanny?
Yeah, so that's fine.
Was he planning on killing the wife? I'm sure that was there. That was...
Who knows?
You don't just kill the nanny.
You can never be in a man's mind.
No.
Who knows what he was
going to do? Why didn't
you
just fire the nanny?
These are questions we should ask him. He's in Australia. Let's fly
we'll
there.
We'll go to Australia.
Hey, are you Lord Lucan? No. A lot of people think you are, old man who's 87.
For the sake of our algorithm, can you pretend you're him for the next hour?
I'm Lord Lucan. I killed her.
Okay, Bobby, sorry. There was a bookie robbery.
No. A bookie wookie robbery.
Yep.
In Australia. Russell Brand's grandfather. No.
Yep. Sold 1,000 leather pants.
No. Okay. The great bookie robbery. That's what we were talking about. Here's what happened. A well-organized gang of six stole what is widely believed to be from $14 to $16 million. The modern equivalent, $88 million. From bookmakers in the Victoria Club, which was located on a second-floor building in Queen Street, Melbourne. Okay. The true figure of the amount cannot be confirmed, as the Victoria Club quoted the missing figure to police is only $1 million to avoid the attention of the tax man. Okay. So the gang included Raymond Chuck Bennett, who is believed to have been the mastermind, Ian Carroll, Lawrence Prendergast, and Norman Lee. They rented an office several floors above and hid the money in that room in a safe before coolly walking out of the building and onto the street days after the event. So they stole it, went upstairs, waited it out.
And so they just had the money upstairs.
Yeah, yeah, but nobody thinks to check upstairs.
No, you don't, do you?
You think, where have they gone?
Okay.
They haven't went anywhere. They're still in the building. Yeah. They just waited out for days, okay?
I swear that's in a movie or something. Maybe there's a film about this.
Well, you know, they might have got it from a movie, or a movie's got it from them, one way or the other. Okay. So the identity of the robbers was widely known in the underworld. I mean, the criminal underworld, not like hell. in hell.
Yeah.
So Bennett, the leader, he became the target of standover men, who included Brian and Leslie Kane and corrupt police demanding part of the proceeds.
So standover men like vigilantes or sort of...
Yeah. So everybody's coming for this guy because they all know he has like 15 mil. He's got to get the fuck out of there, right? Yeah. So the Kane brothers, who were particularly violent psychopaths, wanted their cut and were willing to torture, mutilate, and kill to get their way. So after being told that the Kanes intended to kill him, Bennett, Prendergast, and Vincent Mickelson killed Leslie Kane on the 19th of October, 1978, then went into hiding. But I don't know if you... There was two brothers. They killed one of the brothers and then went to hiding.
On the vengeance trail.
Yeah.
And the Kanes are willing to kill, torture. That was them, yeah? Behead, torture.
Yeah, and they killed one of them.
Well, it seems fair enough that guy doesn't seem that pleasant, to be honest.
The three were later arrested for the murder... But as the body was never found, the charges were dismissed.
Is that still a thing?
Well, there was no DNA at the time.
Yeah, you just go, well.
So Brian Kane's, now the other brother they didn't kill, was threatening to kill Bennett. So Bennett was arrested on a minor charge in 1979. So the police are just trying to get him on something, I guess. The ones that aren't like corrupt and probably being paid by him. So, while being escorted by police from the courthouse holding cells to the courtroom, he was taken up a flight of stairs into the path of a man disguised as a barrister. The man shot Bennett several times in the chest. Bennett tried to flee, but collapsed on the courtroom steps and died a short time later. Although Brian Kane was suspected, mm-hmm. I mean, clearly he did it, mm-hmm. Circumstantial evidence suggested a conspiracy to kill Bennett, which included senior members of the Victorian police, most notably Brian Murphy, with whom Bennett had a long-standing feud. So it could have been the cops that killed him, or it could have been this violent psychopath. No one was ever arrested for his murder, which was just an execution. The money was never recovered, and although Norman Lee was charged, he was later acquitted. So none of the other members of the gang that stole the money, and we know their names, we're saying their names, were ever convicted. Prendergast disappeared in 1985, so he just fucked off.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from Lee, the rest of the gang had all been murdered by the end of 1987.
Wow.
In 1992, Lee was killed by police during a heist at Melbourne Airport. Lee's lawyer, Philip Dunn, QC, later revealed the details of the crime, including the identity of all those involved. As no one was ever jailed or convicted, the Great Bookie robbery technically remains an unsolved crime.
Well, everyone just got murdered, really, didn't they?
Yeah.
Is there any movies about this?
Okay, you want to write the movie?
Wow, it's just interesting, isn't it?
There was, Australian things, obviously. But no, not like a modern... In 2002, they made a feature called The Hard Word, which drawed on the robbery, but a number of people were killed during the robbery, so it didn't really... It wasn't the same story. So they haven't made the story. But, I mean, that's a brutal... That's a good story. You read this, you think, how is that not a movie?
Yeah.
Like, also, clearly... It's like the guy in No Country for Old Men, fucking Javier Bardem. Clearly the one remaining brother... killed all of the robbers over preceding years because they killed his brother.
Tracked him down.
Just killed him one by one. I guess they never thought to leave Australia.
Mm. Go to
Australia has like 8 cities, you know what I mean?
Well, it's also like you've got like 10 million people.
You're going to get caught. Get out of there. Go to Asia. It's nearby. Lots of people.
Yeah. Thailand.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Although
problem solved.
Then you are a white guy in Thailand. Very identifiable, maybe.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone cares.
A lot of the time, less tourists than now. But still. Yeah, I mean, again, if I killed someone, I'm not hanging around to wait for this psychopath living brother to come
find me. No way. Or the law as well. So he's got two problems there.
Yeah, so that's a pretty epic tale,
I thought.
Yeah,
it is. Incredible. A tale of brotherhood and stealing.
Yeah, it's a story. I'd like to see the story from the perspective of the psychopath brothers.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. I also, you know, when someone, if you rob a bookie, because that's just like gambling addicts' money, isn't it? So you kind of hope they get away with it. I've always hoped they do when that happens.
Yeah, but
I think people sort of do. They don't mind like bank robbers and stuff.
No.
As long as it's.
I think it's impossible to rob a bank now.
I'm sure.
Because there's so much CCTV, and also they have like, they always have those things now where if you take the money out, ink explodes, right? Mm-hmm. They have like ink in the bag, so if you take the money out wrong, ink explodes, it ruins the money.
Really, it's just online, isn't it? What sort of criminal expertise can you, you can start like a
You
fucking...
just go live in a country that has, if you're a hacker, you go live in a country that has no extradition treaty with the country you're fucking with.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't likely to have it anytime soon.
We used to have Spain for that. We don't anymore.
No, Spain will deport you.
Yeah, Brazil. I'm not sure if they've changed that.
I don't know.
One.
But the thing is, they can relationships change. You got to go to maybe Russia. Russia is a good one. They're not.
Or you know, loads of like coke dealers in the 80s would put their money in, like Panama and Nicaragua and stuff. But then the communist dictator overthrows
and
like,
takes their money.
Fuck you! Yeah, not respecting old arrangements at all, buddy. We cut tongues out as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. God.
This is a particularly hard country to get off of because it's an island. You know, like it would be hard to kill and escape. You have to go to an airport. You can't drive, you know? There's no driving.
And sailing is far from anywhere.
Canada's good because you could drive over the border somewhere where there's no border, where there's, you know.
I just thought of where we could go from Australia.
Where?
Fiji.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect.
They should have gone to Fiji.
They could have gone to Fiji.
Well, everything
it's amazing, Fiji.
Everything near Australia is tropical.
Yeah. No, New Zealand's not really tropical.
It's still, yeah, it's like not Devon. Near, though. It's like an 8-hour flight.
It's the nearest two there.
Yeah, the nearest one.
Fiji
give a shit
is
about.
In between America and Australia, but I think closer to Australia. I looked at like because I was like, oh, it looks so amazing. How'd you get there? You fly 11 hours to LA and then 11 hours from LA to Fiji.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a full day.
That is a lot of podcasts.
It's crazy though. We complained about a full day trip to get around the world. You used to take a full day to get across the country.
Yeah,
you know, a full day to get like to Birmingham.
Yeah. And you'd have to, like, your wheel would get stuck in the mud. You get out and kick it and, like...
Yeah. Fucking... You're sleeping on the
and
side of the road.
And that's when you're, like, a baron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life was crap.
And now, in 1,000 years... No, in 100 years, we'll be able to fly to Mars in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord Elon will bless us.
Yeah. When are they going to speed up planes? So it's, you know...
supersonic planes.
2.5 hours. I've heard, what was there? Was there something about that a few years ago? Someone's working on it.
So what?
It's like with Elon Musk, like Mars, like, there's loads to do here. Let's just fucking get this one sorted before you... We've only seen, 80% of the world's ocean is undiscovered.
We don't know what's happening down there.
No one knows what's going on down there.
Yeah.
At all.
Could be more people. Underwater people.
Mm-hmm.
In 1976.
Mm-hmm.
As a measure to curb population growth, the minimum age for marriage in India was raised to 21 years for men and 18 years for women.
So sex before marriage was illegal, I suppose, and then so they
if it's
said,
not illegal, definitely frowned upon. I think,
and so they went, you've got to be older to...
I don't think it worked.
No.
Oh, mainly because there's way more people in India now
than
there was then.
Yeah. And then you're just going to have loads of children out of wedlock.
Yeah. And that is, I don't think they were all
21 for
that
men and 18 for women. That's an interesting choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, women mature faster than
to
men.
To be honest, like, not that you want to enforce this, but people shouldn't get married before they're 21 anyway.
Creepy men always say women mature faster than men.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm dating a 15-year-old. She's so mature.
When you're 15, it's not more mature, it's just different. They want to be older. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. When I was 15, me and my mates were just like try, you know, wish we could get into pubs and just like kick balls around. You know, we were fucking idiots, whereas girls are like, so how's your relationship to each other and pretending to be adults? You know what I mean?
How's your relationship?
What?
I was trying to be an adult.
Oh, I don't know.
You gave me an example.
I'm doing a podcast at 8:30 on Tuesday night.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's sort of quite a single thing to do, isn't it?
It's cool. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like minimum marriage age should be 30.
Yeah. Yeah, you always wonder. When
there shouldn't be a... But, you know, nobody should get married before
that. I saw in the paper, Jeremy Clarkson's daughter got married. And she's 27. I was like, that's really young. But now, that's kind of young. But back in the day, that was, like, old.
I know people... Like, there's people who got married when they're, like they've only ever had sex with their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
So they say. And you got to think, like, you must wonder, like, what if there's someone out there you're way more sexually compatible with? You'll never know.
I'm sure they do wonder. I'm sure they go on a lot of websites wondering.
And
at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then going, I like how that looks.
I'd like to touch. No touchy, though. Stuck in this forever.
And suddenly they're going to Thailand on business trips. Maxing out credit cards.
I don't think you put child prostitutes on credit cards.
Oh my God, I didn't mean that. I was talking about
that's
just
an evidence trail
legitimate,
right there.
Legitimate age people.
Oh, okay.
We've got a whole podcast without that smut for once. But no, at the very last minute, Bobby has to drag us back down.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, my sister, who's a big fan and a early Patreon, said to me before I came out tonight, can you ask them to not mention paedophiles or child pornography, please?
Is she still listening?
She might have turned off just now.
Okay, but how does she get on with the other episodes?
Yeah,
that's
really
kind of
them.
Most of what it is.
Yeah, she really likes them, and she remarked on last week how we almost got through.
Yeah, let's try it for like a Christmas special or something.
Okay, well, we'll try it for like maybe her birthday.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'm not going to change my art for your sister.
Yeah.
I'm an artist.
Have you given up anything for January, Jody? The closing minutes?
Killing. Jody's trying to commit no more murders in January.
2 weeks in, he just...
No, not giving up. More kind of like...
Trying to take on more.
Take on, yeah. The way I was wearing my nice shirt last
week. Was that a January thing?
I think just looking forward to life thing starting in January.
Jody, nice. Yeah. Getting out of bed going, the sun is shining and it's for me.
Yeah, definitely. More of that. Yeah, for
very
sure.
Nice. I like that. Positive mental attitude.
I feel happier since the new year started,
actually. God. Your happiness is worrying.
Why? So
I don't know. It just feels like something bad's
happening. No, I feel
happy.
Really positive about my future.
Yeah?
I'm feeling comfortable in my life.
You're writing a movie. That's pretty big.
Well, I can't talk about it.
You can't, but he has been paid to write
can't
a movie.
Can't talk about it.
Okay. But carry on. And you're doing well.
Yes.
Your kid's walking. And my special's coming out. The Red Richardson special is coming out on January 29th.
But you
YouTube.
Know what I'm most excited about for in my life?
What, for my special on January 29th?
No, I'm most excited about, like, I feel bad for the regular listeners to this podcast.
Sonny, shut up. That's Bobby's dog, sorry.
I feel bad for the regular listeners to this podcast because... The regular listeners.
That's your kid crying as well. Go on, what were you going to say? I'll predict what you're going to say.
I have to go deal with the baby.
Okay, go deal with the baby. I'll carry on the pod.
No, don't carry
on. What are the bullshit facts you got for us? Go deal with your baby. Jody, what are you most looking for about my special? What bit of it do you can't wait to...
I'm most looking forward to being able to recognise my own laugh. I know.
I didn't think you laughed at all during it. So
yeah, no,
be...
I definitely did. I remember one bit when I really
one bit.
Well, yeah, the one only bit that I laughed at. Yeah.
Did you only laugh at one bit?
No, I was laughing throughout. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
It was great.
That's good.
I remember exactly where it was as well.
What was the big bit that really got you? The big pop.
I can't get a gang. together.
Oh, yeah, my pedophile
really
ring joke.
Yeah, yeah. That
yeah,
was
see, that's what got you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we do it, because we know you like that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why we mention it on the podcast. Have you just turned off the baby monitor? That's how you've dealt with
No.
That's Bobby being a dad. He just turns off
I didn't turn off the baby monitor. The baby just stopped crying.
The baby hasn't stopped crying. You just turned off the monitor. That's one way of doing it. Fair enough. Fair enough. But apparently it's good, though. You can't always attend to them when they're crying, because otherwise they grow up to be Donald Trump.
Yeah, but you also can't turn off the baby monitor when you're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
What if a dingo got in the house?
Yeah, that's true. Or a fox.
Yeah.
A few years ago, ground floor, you're on ground floor, so you're not ground floor. A fox broke into a house and attacked a baby.
Okay.
In London.
Okay.
So it can happen anywhere. I just think it's weird. It's like,
I remember a few years ago, Jody had a fox suit. I don't know if that's a coincidence.
Well, you actually wore a fox suit for a TV show, didn't you?
Did I? I don't think I did.
Do you remember when I was offered £100 to dress up as a fox for Lawrence Fox's mayoral campaign? And I thought you did that. No, I didn't. Cause I didn't.
Wait, didn't you do a Brexit commercial or something?
No.
What was that? You did a commercial for Brexit?
No, I didn't.
And then it happened, and it was actually your commercial.
Didn't
is what
you spray paint All Lives
Brexit.
Matter on the side of House of Parliament?
That's just a lie. Now you're just making things up.
Well, we can all lie if we want to.
Well,
Bobby.
They do matter, but that's not the point. That's not the point.
Everyone matters. Not all of them. Every life matters.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I meant they do matter. That's
I was trying to do a good thing. Yeah. Because isolated, all lives matter is actually a nice thing to say, isn't it? On its own.
No, we're not kidding.
No, this is how we're ending. I'm sorry.
So we're not ending on this. What I was trying...
If you're just talking to someone, you're not talking about anything
Listen,
else,
what I was trying to say was...
And you're talking about like homeless people, and you go, oh, you know, do, no, I get this guy 10 quid.
No,
you know, actually, because all lives matter.
Stop. What I'm trying to say is...
That's the clip.
No, that's not the clip. What I'm trying to say is if you're enjoying the regular episodes, the Patreon is a party.
Yeah, the Patreon is a lot looser than this fucking
well, it's not looser than what
bullshit.
He just said. It's not looser than it reads All Lives Matter com. It's a good time. So I feel bad
no,
for
I
the
just
regular.
Mean if
no, I
just,
we don't need to go into what you mean. I feel bad for the regular. They're not getting what
Enough.
We're giving. Enough. So,
£3. That's what is that a week? I can't even do the maths on that.
If a month was three weeks,
it'd be a quid a week. Think of it that way.
75 cents an episode.
Yeah, 75p
minimum. Maybe you can pay more and get more benefits also, which we appreciate. You know, early release or just like we'll come to your house and raise your children. Joey, you'll dress up like a dingo. You can fight him.
Yeah.
Lots of benefits. That's
we've
a
got
super
some great
tier.
People. We've got
some great patrons. So if you're not a patron yet, really think about it, because someday you're going to be dead and no one will remember you. But if you're our patron, we will, because we're going to live forever. Guys, thanks to our super genius patrons. You know who you are. We love you.
Spencer, Matthew.
Christopher. Thank you to Jody.
Thank you for Jody.
And making
also,
it this far in a dry January without killing.
I know
impressive.
No one's listening now. Everyone's turned off already. If you are listening, it means you like us. When my special comes out, please leave a nice comment on YouTube.
God,
and like and subscribe to Reverence and Comedy.
Yeah, it won't
if
be...
I get enough followers on there, I can kind of start doing my own thing.
No, we're gonna think of a better name before the release.
The
Red
Richardson special. It's
that's
fucking
a terrible
awesome.
Name.
Speak to you in a bit. Bye.
Bye.
That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks to Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.